During the rumour file, Dib 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 told us that a leader from an extremely prominent and long-standing youth organisation, otherwise known as the Scouts, sent local parents an email diatribe on why gay marriage will be bad for their children's development. We've put in a call with the Scouts waiting for an official response, but it sounds like it may have been dealt with pretty swiftly. We got someone who received the email on the line, Fiona McConnell, Kilmore Scouts parent. Fiona, good morning to you. This is true.
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yes,
it is true, unfortunately, and it was really, really surprising to have received this from the Scouts Victoria. Scouts Kilmore.
Did you receive the email, or did your child, who's a scout, receive the email?
No, luckily the children didn't receive it. It was sent through to all the parents, as far as I'm aware, because I immediately spoke to another parent after I'd received it and said, "What is this?" We were really, really shocked to have received it. Horrible.
What did it say?
Well, basically, it was one individual who'd sent it without permission, just expressing his views on why he's voting no. You know, he spoke about he needs equality for children, and, you know, how changing the marriage laws would affect children long-term, and then he brings up safe schools and just all this extreme stuff that you mainly hear from extreme groups who are voting no. And I just don't think it was the right platform to be putting his point across.
It's interesting. I've read the email. It's very, very lengthy, and it's quite. It is, as you say, it is an anti-gay marriage email directed to. Do you think it was designed to be read by scouting parents, or for parents to pass on to their children who are scouts?
No, I don't think it was intended for the children, and I think that most of the kids wouldn't have email anyway. Although this day and age, it could be different, but. No, it was worded for the parents to sway a no vote, sway towards a no vote. You know, luckily there's a very strong group of individuals that, you know, we all have a mind of our own and feel strongly about marriage equality. And regardless, this is, like I said, not the platform for it.
Fiona, we thank you so much for your time. If you Google Scouts Victoria, the first line that comes up is, "Inclusiveness and diversity are at the values of the heart of scouting." The Scouts have responded. We've received a copy of an email that has been sent as follows. "Dear First Kilmore Scout Group parents, you may have received an email overnight from group leader Fred Merlot. I've spoken with Fred and we both agree this was an inappropriate use of the Scout database to send a personal message to scouting families. I want to apologise to those who were offended by this message about the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey," and on it goes by way of apology and saying that everyone will have their individual views on it, and that is signed, "Yours in Scouting, Alan Harding, Region Commissioner, Plenty Valley Region." We'll put that on all our social media.
Do we know what happened to the person who posted the email?
Not officially. We believe he has resigned, but we don't know for sure.